open the door. And I open the box. And I pull the box out of this shed, and I open the box, and it's full of rats. And they're not little rats either. And in Florida, we call these palm rats, but they're rats that live in trees. They have these huge tails because they balance as they leap from branch to branch, and they're quite large. They're big rats. The squirrels are frightened of these rats. Squirrels go the other way when they see these rats. And this is a whole nest of them, and they've made a nest in this box, and their tails are coming out of this. And when you open up a box of rats, let me just give you a little advice. They're aware of it right away. They start moving around. They start coming out. Now I've got to make what I consider a fairly primitive decision here, because I've got the kids are in the house, the door's open. You can't shoo a rat. Go away, rat. They're coming out. And I've got to make what I consider to be the breadwinner's decision about what to do with these rats. So I go running into the house, and the first thing I see is the Fred Funk momentous swing pan. 40 ounces. Okay. And I grab this thing. And it's nice because it's got a molded grip, so you can go right back in the overlap grip. Right? And I went back out there. And I did battle with these rats that were coming out of the box. And it was the most amazing phenomenon. And I even meant to write Fred about this, because I thought maybe he could use some sort of endorsement for the product. I can't hit a golf ball when it's sitting perfectly still in front of me. But I'll tell you what, these rats were moving. And I figure I was batting 750 by the time I was done. Only one of those little bastards got away. The rest of them. And at one point, my wife hears this commotion. And she comes running outside. And she's horrified. She said I had this look on my face like she's never seen before. And I'm swinging away. And there's this... And they're, you know, they leap when you, I don't, maybe you don't know, but they jump. And they jump up, and they're moving the whole time. And they're all snarling, and they're making little rat noises at you. And she said it was the most frightening spectacle. She said I was far more frightening to her than the rats. She slams the door, goes back in the house. Anyway, I do a number on these rats. And I, of course, my friends call up and ask them how things are going on the golf course, and I'm more anxious to talk. I said, well, I can't hit the golf ball, but you will not believe the number I did on these rats. And then I get people say, oh, how could you? You're a big environmentalist. Two words, bubonic plague. they owe us. We still haven't brought that back up, and they're really filthy little critters besides that. And also, you got kids in the house. I don't want to deal with rats in the house. I'm sorry. And then the whole, if you go back, and by the way, if you Google rats and you go back to the whole history of the relationship between the rat and man, you will never see the word euthanize. Ever. The word that recurs again and again is exterminate. So I didn't have a problem doing that. My conscience is clear on the rats. No other problems. I sunk this golf cart one day, and my friend Mike Lupica, who's one of the conspirators, Mike Lupica of the New York Daily News, and he started golfing about the same time in his life when I did, and only he didn't quit for 32 years, and as a result, he's a very, very good golfer. And so it was easy for him to sit and say, oh, come on, you'll love it. They got great equipment. Play, you'll love playing again. You come on. And he kept egging me on, and then when things started going wrong, he kept urging me to write it down, keep a journal. This will be funny. Maybe you can turn it into a book. He was having all this fun at my own expense. And so the day I sunk the cart, I called Mike, and I said, I sunk a golf cart today. And there was sort of silence on the phone. And I said, you played golf your whole life. Surely this happens fairly often. And he says, you know what? He says, I've been playing golf since I was 7 years old, and I don't even know anybody who's in the golf cart. So I do this, I call all my friends, and they all have the same reaction. Nobody can, even anecdotally, they said there wasn't even a rumor of somebody saying that. And I said, well, listen, I wasn't in the golf cart at the time. And my official version of this is that I parked it on the side of this hill, and I went to get my ball out of a water hazard, as we say in Florida. And I heard a noise, and it was the golf cart driving itself down the hill into this lake at a high rate of speed. It hit with this tremendous splash. I mean, just a geyser. And I ran over, and I jumped on the back of the cart, like it was a sort of stagecoach maneuver. And as I sort of rode it in, but what I was able to do heroically was unstrap my clubs, and I threw them back up on the cart. So I tell Lupica this story, and he said, "You know what this means?" He said, "This means you're a golfer." He said, "You thought of yourself and your golf clubs before your own safety." He says, "Were there alligators in the lake?" I said, "Of course. No, it's Florida. Of course there's alligators." He says, "Poisonous snakes." I said, "You bet. Water moccasins. Sure there were. But you put all that aside," he said, "to jump in to save your Callaways. Is that correct?" I said, "Yeah, yeah." I said, I couldn't bear seeing them go down, you know, and they're expensive." He said, "Exactly, you're a golfer now." He said, "I don't care how poorly or well you're playing, only a golfer would do something that stupid." So the car, it's not always submerged, but you could see the roof and you could see part of the steering wheel. And for a minute, I think I can actually pull it out. This is stupid. You can't. It's in the muck. It doesn't move. I'm soaking wet. I climb out. And my cell phone's in the bag. I call the pro shop. And I say, "John," and this is a course, by the way, that's called the Lakes. So lots of lakes, right? There has to be lots of accidents involving carts going in the water. That's my thinking. So I call the pro shop and ask them to send the cart retrieval team. I said, "This happens all the time, doesn't it, John?" And he says, "You know, actually, it doesn't really happen all the time." He said, "How in the world did you sink the cart?" I said, brake failed. That was my first immediate response, was that the brake failed. He said, "Okay, I'll send somebody out." He says, now, this is another new thing that I never encountered in my old days of golf. Now they have things called, the people called rangers on the golf course. They're rangers to sort of enforce etiquette and to make sure you're playing fast enough and that you're dressed properly. I don't know. The rangers. Anyway, the ranger comes out. And the ranger's got his sidekick. And he's in another car. And they pull up to the edge of the lake. And there I am. You know, there's no good way. It's just so embarrassing. I'm standing in my bare feet, because my golf shoes were soaked. I had to pick them off. And they look out there, and they said, "You know, would you do us a favor?" And I said, "What would that?" "Could you go get the keys out of the golf cart?" I said, "Well, why do you need the keys out of the golf cart?" They said, "Well, you know, the night, a lot of kids come on this course, and we don't want them stealing the car." I'm halfway into the lake before I think to myself, what are they going to do, drive it out of the water? What the hell would go to the keys? And then, as I'm on hanging on the cart, I'm reaching, I'm kind of fumbling for the keys, trying to find the keys. I hear the ranger say to his little guy, he says, "You know what?" He says, "He could electrocute himself doing that." So I come flying out of the water. Anyway, I announced to the ranger that I want to continue playing, and he says, "Well, you can use my golf cart. It's very slow. You can't get in trouble on this cart." It's being really funny, so off I go, continuing to play, slog around barefooted, and the way this course is laid out, it runs through some trees and it comes back around. It leads to there's a hole on the opposite side of the same lake in which I sunk the cart. So I have to now step onto the tee in my bare feet, and I look across the lake, and it